A UK company called Torking Group raised $3.4 million on Kickstarter to make tiny camera drones, a record for the most funded European Kickstarter project ever. But now the company is folding. What the heck happened? Cyrus Farivar is here from Ars Technica to tell us what the heck happened to this company. Welcome, Cyrus.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, how can a company with $3.4 million fail to survive for even a year?
That is a really good question. So, Torking Group is a company based out of Western Wales in the UK. Earlier this year in January, they raised, as you say, $3.4 million in Kickstarter, the most funded Kickstarter project in Europe ever. I went out to visit them in Wales in the spring. And a lot of people, or a handful of people online, had been wondering what was up with this company. They had released, as you're showing here in this video, this promo. But you'll note that the footage in this promo doesn't actually show any video from the drone itself. So when they released this promo video, a lot of people are now saying, oh, you know, this is just showing some mock-ups and prototypes. It's a well-produced video, but you know it doesn't actually show how good the drone itself really is. So a lot of people were sort of wondering, like, is this really a real thing, and what's going on here? When I went and visited them in Wales, they didn't seem like a scam as such. I mean, they were real employees. They had a real office. They were really making the thing. But a big red flag for me when I was there was the fact that not only would they not let me fly any of them, but they wouldn't even fly it for me. And wow. I was there, you know, like a month or 2 months before they were supposed to be sending them out to customers. And I didn't get a demo, but I did hold one in my hand. You know, it looked good. It felt good, but I didn't get to see it fly.
Did you see any footage from it? Like, was there any evidence that this thing worked?
No, I mean, I really think that I didn't see any footage from it. No, I mean, right before I arrived, they showed they released a video, which is actually rather neat, of people playing what they dubbed drone or Xano tennis. So they had people basically having the drone and using its kind of obstacle detection capability. They would essentially bat it back between each other. So it didn't actually touch people's hands. But if you can imagine, you know, using your hand like a tennis racket, standing across a room, you could kind of move your hand toward the drone and then it would push it to the other person and then they would bat it back to you. So that was a demo that was rather neat. I saw the room where they filmed it. You know, a lot of people said, if you look at that video, that the echo is really loud. I was in that room. The echo is really loud, you know, but as I reported the story, especially after I came back and started talking to more drone industry analysts, it just seemed like the company was just way in over their head. You know, they had promised something that they just really couldn't deliver on. And you know, as they dragged on, drones, like lots of things in the industry, get cheaper and more sophisticated. And they were up against bigger companies like DJI and others.
What happens to Kickstarter funded companies when they fold and fail? Like, do the backers, crowdfunding backers, get any money back? Like, what happens?
Right. So, Torking Group has sent out about 600 drones of the 15,000 that were ordered. So, very few of them actually went out. A lot of people have said that they've asked the company for refunds even before the company folded, and said that they have not received them yet. Kickstarter has said that, you know, basically, if you look at their terms of service, they sort of are hands off in this matter. They basically say, you know, the projects should and the project creators should make every effort to fulfill the project. And if they don't, they should make every effort to refund the money, or they may face legal action. I'm not aware of any legal action that has been filed in the UK or the US or anywhere else, but that may come soon.
And so what of those 600 drones that have actually been delivered? Do you know anything about them? Do we know who has them, whether they work, what they're like?
Yeah, so I spoke with one of the guys he lives in Cornwall in the UK, and he, you know, gave me a little brief interview about his experience of flying his drone, both in his kitchen and also outside. He said it worked okay. I've seen other reports of people saying that you know, it didn't work nearly as well as expected. After I went and visited Torking Group, the BBC turned up not long after. And in their experience, where they did see a demo of the thing flying, they reported that it did not fly very well. It couldn't get a GPS lock, and it performed very poorly.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, this is why you have to proceed with caution whenever you have a Kickstarter project that you might like, even a well-funded one like this. It seemed like an easy win for them. I mean, millions of dollars to develop a drone, something that lots of companies have done successfully. But you know what? That's what Kickstarter is all about.